I forgot this, we're gonna do joys and concerns, but I'm not following the bulletin, Don, sorry. May the 2nd is a Thursday, and it is the National Day of Prayer up at the old Capitol building, if anybody wants to go participate. And we've got a thank you from the conference that they appreciated Bethel being able to pay their apportionments, and 100%. So that's a praise. That's a wonderful thing. Any prayer concerns this morning? Linda?
Dave and I had a beautiful experience last Sunday. We went with a friend to Ozark, Alabama. It was her family reunion, and we met the sweetest God-filled people. And the man's house where their gathering was, he's going through radiation right now for multiple myeloma. And he is 85, and he got baptized the other day.
Yeah.
So that was a real blessing for me.
Wow. Yes.
His name is Lomax Willis, and we just need to add him to the prayer list. But they were all wonderful people. They could not have made us feel any more welcome.
Nice. Good. Well, we missed you. We understand. Anybody else?
Well, the joy, we had a wedding here yesterday. And thank Don and everybody for their help with that. It was quite a success. They had it decorated beautifully in here, but the fellowship hall was where they did the reception, and it was fantastic. It was beautiful, and they were very thankful. They sent a card and some money to pay the church for the use a little bit, but anyway, it was a great event. Everybody who was part of it. But being part of Bethel means you were part of it. So it was, they had a beautiful service.
We did. We had our daughter-in-law, her grandmother died yesterday. She's been very, very sick. So it's sad, but it's a joyous thing because now she's not in pain and in her heavenly home. She didn't have to travel anymore. Okay.
I remember Mark and Joanne. Joanne's sick this morning.
Yes. Mark, give us an update on your shoulder, if you will.
They haven't done surgery on it. Now it's just a matter of recuperating. He doesn't want me.
Good.
You have rehab coming up too?
Yeah, it's starting Monday.
That'd be fun.
No, it won't. It hurts.
It's very important.
Yeah, it's very important.
And Phil said something to me this morning about Cheryl that I brought, that she had surgery. I didn't know about that.
I was listening to the prayer concerns on the for Easter Sunday. It was on the website. But in it, she said she was having surgery on April 16th.
Oh.
Now, it sounded like she said brain surgery.
Okay.
Oh, so she hasn't had it yet.
No, April 16th.
Okay.
Well, we need to try to reach out to her. Okay.
Yeah.